Lesson 2E, Exercise 7. 1.
Without it, I don't think you can really claim that your school has up-to-date facilities. I mean, it affects every subject, doesn't it? And every part of school life, especially now that students are using tablets and smartphones more and more during lessons. Basically, it's something you expect to find in most places you go, even ordinary cafes and restaurants. So, in a school, it's essential, I feel.
2.
It's definitely the most popular extracurricular activity, mostly with the boys, but a lot of girls play too. The problem is, in the winter, games often get cancelled because the ground is too wet, or sometimes because the ground is frozen. It would be great if that didn't happen. It would be quite an expensive facility, but it would benefit a large number of students at the school.
3.
I think a lot of schools focus too much on the more academic subjects, like maths and science. And if they've got money to spend on new facilities, they usually spend it on technology. That's what a lot of parents expect. But in my opinion, drawing and painting are important activities. They develop your imagination and allow you to express yourself. This is exactly the kind of facility the school needs, something which helps students to be more creative.
4.
When people think of school music lessons, they think of learning to play the violin or the piano. But actually, music means a lot more than that, especially to young people. It's a whole industry, and lots of people work in it who don't play an instrument at all. They work behind the scenes. They're technicians. They're the ones who help singers and musicians to turn their ideas into real tracks, which people can then download and listen to. This facility would give students a chance to learn some of those skills while they're still at school.